Prophetic Cures.
There is a question for you on social media. Please listen carefully. You are a religious personality. Then why do you mention the cures of mouth blisters, hair loss, etc.? What intention do you have while mentioning them?
We got deen for the sake of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and were told about various cures by him as well, to the extent that muhaddithin have written chapters for prophetic cures. They've written books on it, on prophetic cures. People write books even today on prophetic cures. I'm not a doctor. I do not prescribe an individual over here, saying that carry out this treatment. I mentioned something generally, stating that this is the treatment for this very disease. Because a person who is not a doctor, physician, and neither is he a herbalist, then for him to treat an ill person is considered to be haram by Sharia. So we mention these things generally, and there is nothing wrong according to Sharia in it. It is stated in a blessed hadith, خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ, meaning that best among people is the one who benefits others. It's a blessed hadith. So these are also those matters that benefit people.